right now, or stay on the line and we'll answer your call as soon as we can.
Thank you for calling Conti Jewelers. This is Amanda. How can I help today?
Hey, good morning, Amanda. It's Mick from RDI. How are you this morning?
Doing well, thanks.
Well, be a little more cheerful about that. Not everybody's doing well.
It's 0 degrees.
Awesome.
It's literally 0 degrees outside.
Okay, can I give you a little story? Do you have time or no?
Oh, I have time.
Okay. I'm being fun. All right, so
okay.
I called one of my customers, and he asked me, he's like, what's the temperature out? And I bitched and complained. This was a while ago. I was like, oh, my God, it's 4 freaking degrees out, blah, 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 blah. And I ranted for a good 20 seconds. And I said, so how's your weather? And he goes, right now it's negative 35. With the wind chill, it's negative 45. And I went, I'll never complain about the weather again. I was like, and in my head I went, always understand that someone's always got it worse.
This is true.
So I'm just having fun with you. Zero sucks. So...
Zero sucks. It's better. When I lived in Wisconsin, negative 10 was normal, so, like, I can't complain. But
sure.
Also, like, I live here, and it blows. It's not fun.
What part of Wisconsin did you live?
Oh, we lived in Madison.
Oh. Gosh,
right in the capital city.
Yeah, I think I've got a customer in Madison.
Well, yeah, Screw Nose Diamond.
Well, no, I mean.
Aubrey's account.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You told me that before. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Sorry. So I remember the story. I forgot that it was you, to be honest. So, but,
it's all good.
All right. Is Beth around this morning?
Yes, 1 second.
Thanks so much.
Mick, what's up?
Hey. Hopefully you're having a good morning.
Yeah. It's been kind of busy.
Oh, okay. Am I interrupting? I don't want to interrupt.
No, you're not.
Okay. Well, number one, how'd you like Next Gen? You looked like you
loved it.
I forgot who posted.
Yes.
But and I take ownership of my people, so this isn't a you specific. This isn't anybody specific to me. I'm like, oh, there's my best in the video. So, but it looks like you're having a good
probably.
Time.
Probably.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. It was.
Yeah.
So anyway, just a very couple very quick things. One is there is what I received payment from Debbie. And then there's a couple that are coming due. I don't know Debbie very well. Sometimes I try to be courteous and kind of go, hey, payment's going to be coming due pretty soon. Here's your, you know, your billing statement. Some people don't like that. Should I just leave her alone, or does she like the reminder?
She likes the reminders.
Okay, perfect. Then I will click a button and send that to her. Second thing is we have some diamonds out to you for on memo for the month of January. Some of those should actually long-term. I don't know what I did. I didn't convert them over to long-term. But I recalled, and I'm stalling because my computer's not catching up. I thought you wanted to purchase one as stock, or at least that's how it was worded in the email. It was an emerald cut. But I didn't. I never pulled the trigger on it, and I didn't know if that was a just misunderstood wording or if that was just for long term.
I'm not sure. I know that we had sold one and we've had requests.
Okay.
The
good news is it was delivered. It was just that it's currently on memo.
Yep, it's in the case
right.
On memo.
That one.
So, okay. So
let
me
share. And then I actually did have a question for you too.
Okay.
Because I know that we're connected to Big, and should I be sending something to you like every time we sell a stone or don't sell a stone, or like, will you guys just automatically send us like more as we sell things?
So
that's what we've kind of been confused about.
Yes, and that is a great question. It is my understanding. I'll tell you how it works, and I do believe that you're connected properly to it. All right. So the way that it works is you at one point in time you purchased a group of diamonds that, you know, let's look at it as a highway. We had one lane is stocked. All right. So it's, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on speaker really quick because it's been Rebecca doing inventory. It's been a little confusing for both of us.
Absolutely.
And I want to make sure we both understand.
100%. I love it.
Okay.
Hello. Am I holding court now?
Yeah.
Okay. So within the Select program, when you originally purchased in, we had, you know, and I kind of started this as I almost treat it like lanes on a highway. We have one lane that is your asset, your stock purchase. Another lane is your long-term memo. Okay, so what happens is through Big, when you know, whenever you sell one from either lane, it does not matter, it should report to Big that you sold item A. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If it was in our system as the stock purchase, a similar price point, you know, like, and I'm just going to kind of make this up. It was a 1-carat HSI-1 for $3,000. We are going to try to find as close as we can to an HSI-1 $3,000 piece. If it happens to be a GSI-2, but like obviously when Sam, you know, shared the training, it's more about the price point than the color's clarities. And that literally gets wrapped up and sent and invoiced with your 30-60-90 billing.
Regardless if it was an asset or long-term memo?
Nope. If it was purchased as an asset, it gets replaced as an asset. If it was a long-term memo, it will get replaced as a long-term memo.
Okay. That's how we thought it should work.
That's exactly how it works.
Okay.
And trust me, you are not the only person that scratches their head. I've got Beth, you probably know. Well, yeah, you probably met him. Great guy. His name's Dennis from Beyond E Jewelers. He was at our, I think that was the first show you ever went to. Sensational guy. Because they do high volume, and I'm constantly sending it out, and then I get a call from their office manager saying, hey, we never agreed to this. I'm like, no, you did. That's an asset replacement. And they're like, oh, I thought that was long term. And I'm like, nope, I'll send you a spreadsheet of exactly what your long term is. And the only transfer or the only differential is when we flip things out. When I say, hey, send me your aging report, or if you just naturally say, hey, Mick, I've owned this for 7 months and no one's even looking at it, can we swap it out? That's when we'll swap out asset for asset.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay.
So we kind of keep asset as one, long-term as the other, and we don't really mix up that recipe unless we go 6 months down the road and recognize that the recipe we had 6 months ago has changed of success.
Okay.
Then you and I, or you and Sam, whoever, you know, you're meeting at the shows, or, you know, however you want to interact, that's when we'll
mm-hmm.
make a conscious decision to switch out some of your assets.
Okay. Should we be thinking about that? Should we make an appointment with you for
show? Yeah. Honestly, I mean, you guys, and You guys kind of have the best of both worlds. You are so close to RDI that you're more inclined to come to the shows. We're more inclined to, you know, I'm inclined to come visit you guys anyway. But yes, in a perfect world, we should, even if it's just to sit for 15 minutes and say, okay, what's working, what's not working, what can we tweak? Because, again, everything changes a little bit. I don't think anything changes dramatically, but, you know, different mm-hmm. times of the year, different trends. Right now, who knows? You might want to own a marquee because they're weirdly popular right now. Well, 6 months from now, they might not be popular anymore. Time to switch it out.
Mm-hmm. What does your appointment schedule look like for Sunday, March 1st?
Sunday, March 1st? Actually, you would be my very... right now, in my brain, I'm calling all my RJOers to set up appointments, and the beginning of next week was going to be my IJO calls. So if you want, you have the luxury of putting any time you want.
Can we do... The buying room floor opens at 10, right?
That's a great question. I am obligated to be at the opening session.
Same.
I believe Sunday. I want to say it was noon.
Okay. Let's do noon.
Okay. If I find out that it opens earlier, do you want me to change it? Like, I'll call you and talk about it? Or just do noon?
No, that's okay. We'll keep noon.
Okay. All right, I'll set that up, and you'll probably get a quick email as a guide. And then I always share, you know me, I'm very flexible. So if, you know, you get the reminder at 11 and you're like, ooh, I got to go to the brunch. We can't make it until 2. You could always switch the appointment around.
Yeah. Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. And then let me share with you what I have to you currently on memo. And then you tell me if I misunderstood anything. Because, again, I'm not going to go back to the email. I do recall the email read as though you wanted the Emerald Cut as a purchase. And but I never pulled the trigger on it. So currently I see on memo to you, 2 120s. I got a 120 HSI-1. I've got a 120 DSI-1, and I can give you the product ID numbers if that helps.
Nope, I have those.
Okay. And then I've got a 201 round ISI-2. And then last but not least, I have a 201 Emerald Cut IVS-1.
Okay. So we need to, because it looks like I have the 141 Emerald on memo. I have a 151 Marquee on memo. And then I'm seeing a 201 KVS one.
Okay, so as far as I'm aware, those are all your assets.
Okay. Yeah, they sound like, this one's on layaway, just kidding. The marquee is an asset.
Oh, yeah, John sold that during the holiday.
Okay. And then, give me 1 second, let me look at something else. Yeah, can you just send me, are you able to just send me like one report of everything that we have as assets and one report of everything we have on memo? And I'm going to have Rebecca look at it.
So yes and no. I can provide you, and I'll send it to you right now.
Okay.
I will send you what I'm seeing that you have on memo or as memo.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'm sending that to you. So.
Okay.
I mean, powers of deduction. If they aren't one of those four diamonds that I just named off to you, then those are your asset.
Okay.
And in theory,
okay.
I mean, if you think about it, you really should be hovering. I mean, I don't think anybody's all that worried about down to the penny, but the initial buy-in, you should always be hovering at a investment in your inventory right around the dollar amount that you purchased into. If you need to go less, then we need to adjust down, which unfortunately doesn't get you the benefits of the long term, or optimistically, all of a sudden you're selling diamonds left and right. Well, now we have to, and it's not by, you know, just assumption. We talk about it and go, yeah, I think we need to buy another 15. I think we need to hold another 15,000 in assets so that we can bump up the long term, because we've been turning these so often. Again, it's kind of a, imagine yourself as a boat. Your business is the water level. What, you know, the business goes up, your boat rises. Business goes down, your boat goes down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah. I'll follow that when I have a minute at some point.
Okay. And then just to be really super good and clear is, you know, for the appointment, obviously, if, you know, you guys would be my priority. If I have multiple people asking for the same time slot, are you more inclined to want to speak with me, or if Sam's available? I only ask that of people that know both of us pretty well. I give you the ability, you know, if you can give me the grace of either or, that just gives us a little bit more flexibility to help more people.
I'm okay with either.
Okay. I figured you're very comfortable with Sam, so I thought that would be okay, but I'd rather not assume. So, and then very last but not least, and we'll get into the details later, at some point you are going to want to go onto the website and sign up as a gem print. I want to say it's considered an ambassador. I forgot the terminology. But are you familiar with gem print?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we offer gem print through our website for free. So
okay.
If you go to gem print individually and want that, they charge. So we do it as a courtesy to our clients. So it's a one-time sign up, if you will, but for every diamond that you sell, you can actually ask for the gem print for that particular diamond, whether it be for your store or it be for your customer. You can actually put your customer's name into the gem print so that they actually have
mm-hmm.
the gem print and the light performance, and it actually is a great selling tool because it gives them the up to 10% discount on the insurance.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've had it forever. We originally bought it as for us to make sure that the diamond is our diamond when it comes back and it's not chipped, cracked, or broken. And then we recognize
mm-hmm.
that really it really could – it's a differential maker between you and your competition because not everybody offers gem print, and it's free.
Nice.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, sounds good.
Absolutely. All right, well, if you needed anything or if you, once you do all your math, if you wanted me to convert that emerald cut over to your asset, let me know. If not, I'll just keep it, I'll leave it as memo.
Do you remember what our buy-in was? I can go back and look. I just don't remember what our original buy-in and match was.
It was one of two numbers, and they're not that far off of each other. It was somewhere between 30 to 35,000.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Because and again, I'm just serving strictly off of memory. So if my memory's a little wonky, but I'm usually pretty good at these things, I know the initial is like the starting point typically is 50. And then we go up from there. And then I remember sitting in our conference room with Sam, and you and I were texting while Chris and he were talking. And I, because I was like, yeah, I've never seen him go that low. You may want to like just kind of pull the trigger on that. And you're like, I'm good. We're good. So if I had to lay $100 down on it, I think it was 30. And I think when everything was delivered, it came out at about 32, 33.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. All right. Other than that, you guys working on anything that I can get my dirty fingers on?
Not that I am aware of at this moment, but if they come up with something, I will let you know.
Okay. And you guys are good with your studs? You're full?
Yes, studs are full.
In my brain, I'm just like, it's coming up to Valentine's Day, so that should be a no-brainer. So.
Yep.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful afternoon.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.